This morning I would really like to talk about the glory of God. En baie keer sê ons bring glorie aan God en ek dink jy ons besef wat ons sê nie. We don't realize what we say when we say we bring all glory to God. And when we talk about God's glory, there's a few things that we have to set straight when we have to talk about this. And when we look at culture and Christianity, what culture says today, and in some circles Christians, you know, it's the fact that you have to look out for yourself, you have to bless yourself, you have to be focused on what you need to do to be successful. In other words, success measured by worldly standards is quite different from success measured by Scripture. And it's something that we need to focus on because it's an important focus. Jesus said something about success so radical it scares a lot of us. Jesus said, if you want to be successful within my kingdom, you must die. Nou, dit gaan nie baie boeke verkoop nie. I can tell you that. Not a lot of people will buy that book. But that's how radical Jesus was when it comes to dying. Do you know why we're scared of dying? We're scared of dying because we must give up control. You know, that's one of the reasons why we struggle with that issue. And it's fine to struggle with it. I also struggle with it. But it works exactly the same spiritually. To grow spiritually, to be successful in life, you have to die. And there's no compromise in that. And so I want to say something this morning. We teach people how to live, but we never teach people how to die. And so this morning I'm going to start teaching you how to die. Because it's an important skill in life. Knowing how to die is a very important skill in life, spiritually and in the natural. And we need not be scared of it. You know, when you get married, something inside of you must die. You know, when you do what I do, people sit in front of you and they argue, husband and wife, and then you watch, you know, tennis. And then the argument goes, and then at one stage it's 15 love. You know, you watch the tennis again. But you soon realize when you talk to people, nobody wants to die here. Nobody wants to die, and Jesus just eloquently speaks about this. And so this morning I want to talk to you about dying, and it's only going to be a few things that I'm going to say. It's not going to be all comprehensive in terms of dying, because Scripture says a lot about dying. Scripture really talks a lot about it, and it's one of those things in Scripture that we would like to sidestep, but it's impossible, it's virtually impossible to sidestep it. So let's just read from John chapter 12, verse 20 to 26. I am going to read in Afrikaans, Johannes 12, verse 20 to 26. Die vertaling wat ek lees is Afrikaans 1983 vertaling. Daar was ook een aantal Grieke onder die mense wat feest toe gekom het om te kom en bid. Sien julle daar, Grieke, ne? Dit is een van die eerste aanduidings dat Jesus gekom het om die evangelie te verkondig, nie net aan die Jode nie, maar aan alle nasies, Grieke. Hulle het na Filippus wat van Bethsaida in Galilea afkomstig was gegaan en vir hom gevra, meneer, ons wil vir Jesus graag ontmoet. Praat Grieke so, ek het net gewonde, miskien praat hulle so. Maar die rede hoekom hulle na Filippus toe gaan, want Filippus was 'n Griekse naam. So hulle het seker gedink, luister, hy is een van ons, ons kan na hom toe gaan. En Filippus het iets baie kosbaars geleer. Filippus het gegaan en dit vir Andreas vertel. Andreas en Filippus het gaan toe en sê dit vir Jesus. Nou, die twee het gauw agtergekom dat Jesus het altyd tyd vir mens wat hom soek. Daarop sê Jesus vir hulle, die tyd het gekom dat die seun van die mens verheerlik word. Met ander woorde, Jesus praat nou van sy glorie daar. Hy sê, luister, dis nou tyd dat ek glorie kan kry hierso, maar ook glorie van my Vader. Dan gaan hy aan en hy sê, dit verseker ek julle. Hier kom het nou, as een koringkorrel nie in die grond val en sterwe nie, bly hy net een. Maar as hy sterwe, bring hy 'n groot oes in. Wie sy lewe bo my lief het, verloor dit. En wie sy lewe in hierdie wêreld nie bo my lief het nie, sal dit vir die ewige lewe behou. As iemand my wil dien, moet hy my volg. En waar ek is, daar sal my dienaar ook wees. As iemand my dien, sal die Vader hom eer. Nou is ek diep ontsteld, sê Jesus. En wat moet ek sê? Moet ek sê, Vader, red my uit hierdie uur? Maar jy is hiervoor dat ek gekom vir hierdie uur. Vader, bring glorie aan die naam, verheerlik die naam. Toe het daar 'n stem uit die hemel gekom, ek het my naam verheerlik, weer die glorie, en sal dit weer verheerlik. So, hoe bring ons glorie aan God se naam? Hoe verheerlik ons sy naam? Die eerste ding wat ons moet oor praat, julle, is ons nou gesette gehoorsaamheid in God se program. Jesus sê die tyd het gekom, vir wat bedoel Jesus nou? Jesus het vir sy disippels daar probeer sê, manne, ek moet nou doodgaan. Daai koringkorrel wat Jesus van gepraat het, was homself. As 'n koringkorrel nie sterf nie, dan kan hy nie 'n wat inbring nie? 'N oes. So Jesus sê vir hulle, die enigste manier hoe die oes van die wêreld kan inkom, is as ek moet sterf. Ja hoor, die tyd het gekom. Jesus was gebonde aan sy pa se program. Jesus was connected to God's divine program. He did what the Father expected from him. If we want to bring glory to God, we must be connected to God's divine program. Let me explain it to you this way. If you had to go to Encounter 3, I didn't get the dates, but you have to go now to Encounter 3. You pray to God and God says, you must go to Encounter 3 and I want you to enjoy it and I want you to go for healing for yourself and you will be blessed. And you think, God, that's awesome. I'm going to go. But then a friend of yours comes 2 days after that. And your friend comes and says, hey, 2 tickets. Juanita Duplessis and Nicholas Lowe. What are you saying? Then somebody's got to say, okay, stop the Lord, you know? Somebody's got to say that. And so now, you get the tickets, you say, praise God, praise die Here, hy is goed vir my. But now the only problem is the tickets are on the same weekend as Encounter 3. So now are we serving a confusing God? Where should I be first? And then people will always say, no, it's God blessing me. I must go to Nicholas Lowe. And I must go to see Janita. And Janita Duplessis, she serves the Lord. So we're going to worship them, man. I mean, jy sis nou jou gewete hier. As am iemand van die Here by die show. The problem is that we're not connected to the divine program. The divine program says you must go to Encounter 3, not to the show. So if you want to bring glory to God through your life, you must go to Encounter 3, not to the show. You see, we must learn as Jesus did, the time has come to keep in step with the Spirit. You see, I'm teaching you how to die. If we don't learn how to say no, we can't die. The desires of the flesh, life. And so we must know when to say yes and when to say no. I've talked with so many people and with myself. I'm preaching to myself here also, you know. We pray to God and then God shows us the plan that He has for us. Now, God will never show you His complete plan for you. I've never met anybody like that. I mean, you don't know the whole path. God showed you the bigger picture. We get excited about the bigger picture. This is God's plan for me. This is how God's going to do it. We are excited. We're going to do it. And so we're on our way. We're on our way to what God has in store for us. And then we fall into a ditch and we break our ankle. So nou kom ons met die gebreekte enkel voor die pastoor, voor die klein groepleier en ons huil. Here, die planne vir my, my enkel is gebreek. Ek is in die gat en vasgevang. Daar's my planne en ons is plannemal. En wat eintlik maar nou moet gebeur is iemand moet jou eers uit die gat jaag. Dan jou enkeltjie spalk. En dan moet jy stil lê vir 6 weke. En dan gaan iemand vir jou krikke gee, dan moet ons jou weer leer loop. En dan gaan iemand saam met jou loop, en iemand moet jou rondry. En wat ek net vir julle probeer verduidelik hier, as het kom by die tyd het gekom en nou geset, gehoorsaam wees aan Godse plan, doen wat nou gedoen moet word. Vergeet van die planne. Daar is soveel mense wat net Godse planne vir hulle self wil het, dit maak die saak hoe hy kom nie, hulle doen enig iets. Nou is het so dat hy ouwens net gaat uitklim en hy gaat met hy gebreekte enkel stap. Maar nou word hy suksesvol met die gebreekte enkel. Weet julle hoe moeilik is het om sokker te speel en suksesvol te wees met die gebreekte enkel? Dis verskrikkelijk. Nou in Christenskap sit ons met baie mense so. Stikkende voete, blinde oë, maar hulle plunder aan. We're doing this for God. And we're not in step with the divine program. The divine program says that we must first get healing. And that's what Jesus said. Did you notice how he say, I'm very upset now. Hy sê, ek is nou diep ontsteld. Bia, miskien moet jy net gauw teruggaan. Ek wil het net gauw vir die mense lees. Vers 27. As ons net gauw vinnig terug kan spring toe daar. Nou is ek diep ontsteld. En wat moet ek sê? Moet ek sê, Vader, red my, moet ek nie sê, Here, asseblief, ek wil nie, die uur is te groot vir my, Jesus sê, nee, ek kan nie dit sê nie, dis juist hier wat ek nou moet wees, ek moet doen wat ek moet doen hier, and I want to say to you this morning, stop focusing on what you don't have, do what you have to do now, that's dying to self. I'm going to give you another analogy to all the moms. I'm going to speak to you. When you have to give birth to your baby, you can't be selfish, eh? When you must push, you must push. When you must breathe, you must breathe. Otherwise, that child can die. And so, jylle weet hoe gaan het daar, hoeveel mens op jou skree. Druk nou my kind, nee, moenie, nee. En is altyd die papas doen het. Hulle doen die asem. Hulle druk harder. Jy weet, en as mama so dik is van hom, en sê, snoet van, gaat sit hy ook maar daar, hy is nou bang. Dis van die tye wat die papas bang is vir mamas, jongens. Jy sien, kind kry, is hy vir mansie? Nog minder vir sissies? But you know what? If you do what you have to do now, you endure the pain. It's glorious. It brings glory when you have that child in your hand. But you can't be selfish there. Do what you have to know. The time has come. Be connected to the divine program. The second thing, if you want to know, you must die to your own plans. It's number B there. Leave your plans right there. You must be willing to die for God's plans. And then we must be willing to lay down our lives for one another. In die grond val en sterwe. As hy sterwe, bring hy 'n groot oes in. You know, the church was planted with Jesus' blood. Jesus had the church in mind when he died. He had every culture, every nation he had in mind when he died. The harvest. And so, there's also this beautiful saying that the blood of the martyrs are the building blocks of the church. Die bloed van Jesus, die apostels en ander christene, dit het gehelp dat ons die kerk kan plant. Again, I'm teaching you how to die. It's important that we know. Just go check out all the great men. They had great deaths. All the great men had great deaths because they knew why they died. Hulle weet waarvoor was hulle bereid om hulle lewe neer te lê. Jy weet, dis is die ene vertel die boot, die storm, die paartjies op honeymoon, hulle is in die boot, die skipper het van die boot afgespring, weg is hy, nou is het net hulle twee, met een life jacket, een man lief spring oor die boot met die enigste life jacket, vrou lief sit op die boot word stuk ingeslaan, nou spoel hulle al twee op die see uit, niemand het verdrinkie. Hey! Nou is hulle in die hotelkamer, niemand praat nie. Maar as weet waar hy nou moet gepraat word, daar moet nou gepraat word oor, hoekom het jy dan die life jacket aangetrek, en het nie vir my gegee nie. Maar niemand sê niks. Nou word daar gevra, so hoe werk het? Aren't you willing to lay your life down for me? And it's exactly what happens with what Jesus is saying here. If you want a cure for loneliness, Jesus says, if that seed falls and it doesn't die, it remains alone. It's lonely. But if it dies, there's a harvest. It's a cure for loneliness. It's so noble when we lay our lives down. There's a sacrifice that comes with laying your life down, dying for the cause of Christ. There's something that comes with it that brings life. It brings people to a place of safety. And that is exactly what Jesus was alluding to his death. When I die, I'm going to bring you to a place of safety like you've never experienced it before. The way that I suffer, it will bring glory. And so it's an important thing, knowing what are you willing to lay your life down for? What are we willing to die for? I mean, I'm challenging this morning our core convictions. Everything that I believed before, up and until to this morning, am I willing to say, look here, what I've believed before, it's being challenged this morning. Jesus was challenging the people's core convictions. Hulle diepe oortuigings. Is jy nog steeds bereid nadat ek vir jou dit gesê het, om jou lewe neer te lê? Ach, dis kostbaar, dis prachtig julle. The last one. Through that sacrifice, it leads to service. The fact that we must follow Christ. As iemand my wil dien, moet hy my volg. En waar ek is, daar sal my dienaars ook wees. It's a beautiful picture that Jesus is saying, you know, to all the single ladies, this is actually such a beautiful picture. If he can't sacrifice for you, he won't serve you. If he doesn't serve you, you won't feel safe around him. But if he sacrifices for you, he'll serve you. And if he serves you, you'll feel safe around him. And when you feel safe around him, then we can talk about seeding, barbecues. Then we can sit and say, look here, because at the end, you must sit down and you must look that boy in the eye and you must say, I want this boys and girls. Ek wil eendag sy kinders hê. You must answer that question for yourself. It's the seeding principle. It's that this man's willing to die for me, is willing to lay his life down for me. This man I want. Dis goeie gene die man. But you know what? Jesus says it. After you've died, I know that you would want to follow me. You would want to follow me. You would want to continue to follow me. You would want to serve me. You would want to walk and follow the voice of the Holy Spirit. And so what Jesus is saying here, if that service isn't planned, people will see the glory of the Lord upon you. You know, this part of discipleship is just so beautiful for me, because you know what I've learned about my own life? I don't know, I was praying about it this morning again in the shower. I was telling God how zealous one is when you serve the Lord. I mean, you read books, you pray, you watch this, you watch that, and it just pumps up the zeal inside of you, but you just moved 5%. The rest of the 90%, somebody must sit down with you and talk to you. I'm talking about discipleship now. Op 'n beste gaan 'n kursus jou nie volwasse maak nie. 'n Kursus gaan jou vol kennis pomp, en daai kennis gaan jou ywer gee om enigiets wil aanvang wat goed is. Dis mooi. Moenie laat jou ywer geblus word nie. Maar nou moet iemand jou dissipleer. 'n Kursus sonder iemand wat jou hand vat en jou dissipleer is baie gevaarlik. Ywer sonder volwasse toesig is lewensgevaarlik. Maar ywer wat daar iemand is wat jy kan volg, wat jy kan sê, kom, wat jou aan die hand kan vat. And that is what Christ was teaching you. And it's really a beautiful thing. And the question that I know Jesus was asking his disciples over and over again when he walked with them, guys, are you getting older or are you getting more mature? Afrikaans het eintlik mooier, manne, word julle ouer of volwasse? Manne, word julle ouer of volwasse? Laat ons net geëes hierop. And we know how many times God had to stop the bus and just talk to them about the sacrifice, about the dying, about the suffering. You know, and there was this one telling incident where Jesus said he was about to die, and what did Peter do? Peter said, no, you can't die. And what? It was one of the most stern rebukes Peter ever had when it came to dying. Jesus says, look here, Peter, you're not mindful of the things of God. Get behind me. Because Peter didn't understand the principle of dying within Scripture. Oh man, that's beautiful, huh? So, this morning, I'm finishing off. Ons moet glorie aan God bring en dit kom deur te sterf. Wat hou ons is weg van die glorie? What keeps us away from that place of glory? I'm only focusing on one because I really sense that God is wanting to speak to this congregation in this area, in this one area. There's a lot of reasons that can keep us away from glory, but there's this one thing. Do you know what the opposite of glory is? The opposite of glory is shame. Skamte, skande. Daar's van ons wat vanoggend hier sit, daar's so baie in die kerk, daar's soveel skande en skaamte oor ons, ons kan nie soos kop liggie. Ons twyfel altyd in onsself, ons glo nie in onsself, ons weet nie wat ons moet doen, en ons weet wat doen pyn en lyding, dit kom druk net harder op hy knoppies. Suffering just makes this thing explode, and there's just so many people, it's a struggle. They can't just grow to a place of greatness because of the shame. And Jesus says, look, I want to take away your shame. If you know how to die, I'll bring glory. And you know what shame does? Shame says, nobody must know. I can't die to myself. I must cover myself. And Jesus said in that last scripture, if you read it there, wie sy lewe bo my lief het, that's why what Jesus was alluding to. If you love your life so that you can preserve yourself, it's not going to work. But if you know how to die, if you know how to throw off the shame, and if you can come to me, and then I will give you that glory. And that is where I want to be this morning with you. Because you know what? If you take away the shame, if you cover it with glory, the harvest will come in. Because Jesus' eye was on the prize. The prize was the harvest. Every soul. That is why his blood was so costly. Because he died for each and every one of us. Jesus' biggest moment of shame was our biggest moment of glory. Toe hy kaal daar op hy kruis, nie met die nappie nie. Ons sit met die nappie aan vir verskeie redes. But they hung naked there, shamed. The cross was a death of shame. But in that, isn't it beautiful what Jesus says? I think for me personally, it's one of Jesus' most beautiful moments in his ministry. Father, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing. In his biggest moment of shame, when people looked at him, ridiculed him, was his biggest moment of glory, but also ours. And then just that beautiful picture when Jesus says, it's finished. I want us to take all the shame away this morning. It will not happen in one moment, but I know what God is wanting to do. God would want us to come and just say, God, you take away the shame. Just give me this place of glory. And you know, when coming to the ditch, falling into the ditch, and just being so broken, so shameful, you know how we hurt one another? Just because we don't know how to die? With the things that we say and the things that we do to one another inside of church, we just hurt one another, but because there's, we're just covered in so much shame. Ons weet nie wat om te maak nie. En ek wil die intercessorspanning vir ons saam met haar gebid het, prys God vir julle gehoorsaamheid. Just for everything that you prayed, the fact that we must watch what we say, the fact that we are suffering, the fact that we must trust God. You know, there's just so much within the body of Christ that God is wanting just to change for us, because he's wanting to give us that place of eminent glory in us and through us. You know, when I was younger, we lived in Riverview Flats there in Worcester, and we used to play in this, it's like a ditch, but there was always water in it, and we just used to play there, and so trap ek nou in 'n glas, you know, you weet. Nou gaat sê ek jy vir my ma nie. Jy weet, jy speel my nou met die glas, en jy gaat my aan. Nou raak jy mos 'n feitvoet. Julle ken wat 'n feitvoet is, nê? Nee. Die ouer mense sal hy woord ken, 'n feitvoet. Hy sweer swaar, raak hy geel. En nou later klop hy mos, kop, 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 kop. Nou, dis nie dat ek nie na my ma toe wil gaan nie. Ek weet as ek nou na my ma toe gaan, dan gaan die ding uitgesorteer word. Maar weet julle wat wil ek hê nie? Iemand gaan mos nou daai ding moet oopsny. En dan gaan iemand mos nou binne die ding moet krap. Want hy glas moet uit. Dan moet ek mos nou 'n lappie om my voet kry, en dan mag ek jy op die voet trappie, en hier kom die ding wat ek eintlik nie wil hê nie. Daar kan ek nou nie meer buite gaan speel nie. En my maatjies moet nou vir my in die huis kom kuier. Né? Dis mos nou so, né? En so nou moet ek maar daar sit en maar deur die venster kyk hoe almal Skalulu speel en Kennetjie en al die goed. En ek weet hoe hulle die netjie ken, die blikkie as spy, waar hy die blikkies op mekaar pak, iemand hardloop slaat die blikkies om, en dan moet jy weghardloop voor die ou jou sien en wegkruip, en dan pak jy weer die blikkies, en so word ons, voor ons nou die speel, in Lemmies, Albasters, ons het gesê Lemmies, aan ons sê Albasters, en Perel sê hulle pakkas. Ek het my vrou gesê, van watse dorp afkom julle pakkas, watse woord is dit? Albasters of Lemmies, my vrou, man. Yes, like it. Maar anyway, dis 'n preek vir 'n ander dag. Maar dis nou wat gebeur, nou weet hulle wat, ons kom na die Here toe, dan sê ons, ja Here, maak ons gesond. We want the quick fix. But God wants to poke in that hole. He wants to take out all the pus. He wants to take out the glass. He wants to give us antiseptics. Then he wants to do the band-aid thing, and he wants us to lie down, he wants us to, we don't want that. We want the quick fix. Die shame moet sommer nou net toe gaan. Als, nou, Here, nou. And that's not the way you die. That's not the way that we die. You know why God does that? He wants us to grow to a place of glory. Skrif sê, ons groei van glorie tot glorie. Ons groei van krag tot krag, en ons groei van genade tot genade. En ek wil net vir julle sê, weet julle wat?
Ek wil 'n baie eenvoudige ding doen. Vanoggend julle. Ek weet dis 'n verskriklike uitdagende boodskapie. Ek preek hom vir myself. Ek is besig om hom vir 3 jaar deur te werk. For 3 years I've been really working through this thing about how to die. And you know when you go through tough stuff, there's just so much shame covering you and there's just so much things that we hide, you know, and we don't want to grow. And at the same time, we pray, God help us. But when God wants to help us, we say, no, net al hier, toch nie verder die Here, net die bietjie, doen net die bietjie. En weet julle wat, God doen nie bietjies nie. God doen nie survivally. Hy doen alles in oorvloed. En hy wil jou net die beste maak. Hy wil jou die vinnigste maak. Hy wil die glorie op jou bring. Jy moet nie net blinkie, jy moet skitter. You know what I'm saying? And so that is why I've titled the sermon Glory to God, because we say glory to God and we don't know what we're saying. Because when God talks glory, it's something beyond what we can imagine. And so when he talks about dying, there's something else that he's thinking of, teaching us how to die. You know, and it's one of those things that it's difficult for us to understand yet, but the Holy Spirit will illuminate us. For Moses, it meant he had to die for 40 years in the wilderness after he murdered the man. Before he could lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Vir David beteken dit, hy moet vir meer as 15 jaar van Saul weghardloop, alhoewel hy al daardie as koning gesalf is. Vir Josef beteken dit, jou eie broers verkoop jou. En dan belieg hulle skiet spek. Hulle gaan sê vir sy pa, nee, die man is dood. Dan word hy aangekla van verkrachting wat hy nie gedoen het nie. Nou is hy nog in die tronk ook. En ek dink jy ons verstaan altyd, jy weet, what does it mean to die to self? What does it mean to be at that place of glory? And that is what I'm wanting the church to help us. I want to help the church with that. I want us to come to that place where we can say, it's fine, God is changing me from glory to glory. God is wanting to take away all the shame and he's wanting to bring me to a place of glory. Van Jesus sê daar, luister, so verheerlik die naam, bring glorie aan die naam. It's that place of glory and I want to encourage you this morning. Don't run away. Don't ask God to help you, to heal you, to bless you, to cover you. But don't expect he's going to do it halfway. Moenie vir die Here sê, Here seën my nie en dink ek gaan dit halfpad doen nie. Julle hoor wat ek sê. Julle kan hoor my hart. Wat ek deur worstel die 2 jaar al. Ek begin al meer die Here net te sien vir wie hy is en is vir my kosbaar en terselfde tyd vrees aanjaand. Jy weet nie die revelation wat ek begin kry het dat hy doen nie 'n ding halfie. Jy weet so ons sê Here, raak my aan. Ja, soekele. Weet julle wat dit is as die Here ons moet aanraak? Verstaan nie, ons het 'n we have a skewed picture of the Lord's glory. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, I think God is just, look, God shows himself progressively. Hy wys homself aan ons progressief. Wat ons van hom in Genesis weet, is baie minder as wat ons van hom weet in Openbaring of in die evangelies. Julle hoor, the way that he reveals himself to us progressively, and that is something glorious, that is something beautiful. And it's a beautiful picture for me of death. The fact that he would actually give up heaven to come to earth, dying to himself, just being the incarnate son, and then suffer with us. Jesus wept. Jesus cried. But at the same time, it was one of his most glorious moments. And so what I want to do this morning if you want to exchange your shame for glory, I'm not going to, you know, do a lot of fancy hoo-ha. All that I want to know is that if you are sitting there and you're wanting God to exchange the glory for shame, wherever it is, I want you to come. We're going to pray for you. I want you to stand here. Simple. We're going to trust God to grow us and teach us how to die. Because it's an important thing. It's all. Actually, if it looks klomp femiese goedjie sê. Ek soek net dat die Here vir ons van nou af vat sy kerk. Wat weet julle hoekom? Wat die oes onthalwe. Because if a seed knows how to die, it bears much fruit. Maar ek kan vir julle sê, die alleenheid en die seer en die pijn wat ek nou eerst moet prys gee om die oes te kry, dis die lekkerie, maar dit is so belonend. Ek het verlede week in donderdag in my kantoor geslak het. Ek in die amere was en ek is, maar jylle, ek gaan aan die huil. Vir my het geklink soos een skaap word geslag. Ek het my langklaas oor huil ou daar nie. Dit is die wat jy na jy klaag huil is, jy moeg en is seer, but it was just God just coming and says, Lord, my son, I want to do an exchange with you. I want to give you some of my glory, but I'm taking away the shame. I'm wanting to touch your lips, your heart, everything about you that I want to touch. I want to show it to you, and I want to bring glory in you and through you. I will not share my glory with you, God says in Isaiah. But I would want to just allow it to come through you in your deepest, darkest moments of suffering and pain. And so I can say this to you. This is a blessed time. Jy is hier op 'n slechte plek, jy hoor. Moet nie dink aan die planne nie. Jy is hier nou op 'n kruit plek. Doen wat nou gedoen moet word. En vanochtend is een van die oomblikke wat die Here vir my en vir jou net wil aanraak. Die planne, die waand, nee, hierso. Ek hou van wat Jacques sê, en die manier hoe hy dit gesê het, ek kan sien in Jacques' oog vanochtend, hoop is nou. Hy het nou hoop. Hy het nie môre of oormôre hoop, as hy 'n paar goed gefiks is eers. Ek ontvang, ek hoor van my Jesus, daar is hoop. Dit is lewe. Daar kom lewe. As 'n oes in sy gees wat hy wil deponeer en enigeen wie sy hart oop is wat het ontvang, die oes sal posvat. So jylle, as hy enig iemand is wat die gebed wil hê volgende, kom ons vertrou die Here net om te kom. Ek gaan bid en dan kom jylle Here, u wil vir elkeen van ons aanraak my ingesluit. En in hierdie oomblik, weer eens van ongemaklike stilte, kom vra ons net dat u ons glorieryk sal aanraak. In Jesus se naam. Sagaria hoofstuk 3 vers 1 tot 7. I just want to read you something that I think will help us. I just want to thank my sister here for helping. I want to be obedient. Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1 to 7. I just want to read this to you. This is actually a beautiful picture of what I'm wanting to know God is wanting to do here this morning. Then he showed me Joshua. Now Joshua was a priest. Just check this out. He was a priest. Somebody preaching. Standing before the angel of the Lord with Satan standing in his right hand side accusing me. In other words, Joshua is standing before God and on the right hand side there's the devil accusing me. You're not good enough. Jy's 'n niks, you're shameful, jy's 'n nul, jy gaan dit nie maak nie. Follow then, the next scripture. Then the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. May the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Isn't this man a burning stick snatched from the fire? The next scripture. Now Joshua was dressed with filthy clothes, the shame, as he stood before the angel. The next scripture. So he spoke to those standing for him, take off his filthy clothes. Then he said to him, see, I have removed your guilt
from you, and I will clothe you with glory, with splendid robes. And then the next scripture. Then I said, let them put a clean turban on his head. So a clean turban was placed on his head. And they clothed him with garments while the angel of the Lord was standing nearby. That's Jesus. The next scripture, please. Then the angel of the Lord charts Joshua. This is what the Lord of hosts say. If you walk in my ways, you must do what you do now and keep my instructions. I'll guide you. You will both rule my house and take care of my courts. I will also grant you exit. Beautiful scripture. But that is really what I believe God is wanting to do. And there's so much accusations, so much shame. And all that God says is, if you come to me, I'll rebuke Satan. I rebuke you. I've chosen this man. And that's all that I'm trusting God to do here. So I'm going to pray and just end off the session. But if you want to come forth for more prayer, I'll do that. Father, I want to thank you what you're doing in Cirrus. I want to thank you what you're doing in this congregation. I want to thank you, Lord, that you want to do an exchange, that we bring our shame and you give us glory. And Lord, we pray now right over the world that you will rebuke the devourers, whispering into people's ears that they're not good enough, especially those who are suffering, who has a hearing difficulty, God. They can't hear your voice. There's a lot of people struggling to hear your voice and they don't know if they're doing the right thing. But God, that you will just clearly speak to the devourer, speak to Satan. You do it on our behalf, Lord. We cannot do it, Father, in Jesus' name. Ons kan nie, Here. En dankie, Here, soos U daai stemme stil maak in ons kop. Dankie, Here, dat U soos in Joshua se geval, Here, vir hom 'n nuwe kleed aantrek, Here. It's only you that can do it. We can't do it, God. And so we come to you in this place of dying and brokenness, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you'll show us, Lord, the glory that you want to do in us and through us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, I want to thank you this morning.